KNZA, 103.9 FM. Megan Sturton in studio. I'm Brandon Tim, and with you from the Thunderdome here at Nemaha Central High School. Our boys game about to get going. Silver Lake in town. If you're just joining us, number one ranked Silver Lake girls. They took care of business tonight, winning 66-237 to stay unbeaten in league play, going to 16-1 overall. Nemaha Central girls with the loss, dropping now to 6-2 in the league and 11-7 overall. We got Wade Gerstner and crew, Silver Lake Channel. Dial us up that way, mscsports.net. Listen live tab if you want to watch our game tonight as the boys game getting set to tip off here in Seneca. Well, the road team on the scoreboard, on the left side of the bench, it is Silver Lake head coach Shannon Kruger. Right now they are undefeated as well in Big East League play, 7-0. They are 12-4 overall, number 7 ranked in the 3A classification. Wade, we talked about it in the girls' broadcast. It was really still kind of a four-team race for the league on the girls' side of it. Obviously, Silver Lake taking a step forward in that regard with their win over Nemaha Central. But right now, going into tonight, it appears to be a two-horse race going forward with Silver Lake and Hiawatha on the boys' side.
And oddly enough, Silver Lake's facing the team that won the Big East League last year. Silver Lake, Nemaha Central both went 8-2, but Nemaha Central won right here at home against Silver Lake 57-53. Thus, that was a tiebreaker. Silver Lake's well aware of that. And if they win tonight, they're already in the driver's seat. They still have to play Hiawatha on February the 19th, but if they get a win here tonight, they're 8-0, and they got a little wiggle room the rest of the way.
We are excited to bring this one to you here tonight. Again, our coverage, high school basketball on KNZA, presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. All right, let's get you the boys' starting lineup. Silver Lake at Nemaha Central. We always start with the road team. And tonight in the maroon uniforms, it is number 7 in 3A, the Silver Lake Eagles, led by head coach Shannon Kruger in his fourth year at the helm, 54-32. At the helm, and again, coming off a third-place finish last year at the state tournament. It'll be Camden Kruger, 6'3 junior forward, 9 points and about 3 rebounds a game. And you can argue Dane Johnson might be the best player in the Big East this season, averaging nearly 25 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, and 3 assists per game. Dane Johnson, 6'3 senior for Silver Lake. He has been sensational this season. Also in the backcourt, 5'9 junior guard, that is Hunter Rooks. Played some quality minutes last year in that state tournament run. Entering tonight, averaging 6 points, nearly 4 rebounds a contest. Grady Bergman, a 6'3 senior forward, just south of 7 points and 4 rebounds per game, a career-high 14 at Holton earlier this season. And then Joel Miller, another guard, a senior at 6 foot, averaging south of 6 points and north of 2 rebounds a game. Silver Lake Eagles and head coach Shannon Kruger, number 7 ranked in Class 3A. They are 12-4 overall, 7-0 in league play. It is Kruger, Johnson, Rooks, Bergman, and Miller. Well, a very veteran head coach, John Thomas, year 31, leading the Nemaha Central boys. 531 career wins, 190 losses. Right now, the Thunder boys just trying to get back on track. They have lost 5 straight. 7-10 overall, 3-4 in the Big East. Tonight, they'll start like this. Caleb Strothman, 6-foot senior guard, averaging about 5 points, 3 rebounds a game. Layton Thomas as well, in the backcourt, a 6-foot senior, 7 points, about 3 rebounds a game. Carter Hike, one of the best football players we have seen in northeast Kansas, 5'11 senior at North, a 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. And then you got the two forwards, Jack Mackey, a 6'4 senior, leading rebounder and averaging 5.4 points per game. And then Caleb Schmelsley, 6'4 junior, leading scorer for the Thunder at 12.8 points per game. So again, for Nemaha Central tonight, head coach John Thomas, it is Strothman, Thomas, Hike, Mackey, and Schmelsley. As Wade mentioned just a moment ago, Nemaha won this matchup last year, which ended up being the tiebreaker for the Big East League Championship. Silver Lake entering tonight undefeated at 7-0. We step aside for a timeout. The opening tip-off coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games, with plenty of TVs to catch every play, from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those special that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our school spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your school spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game here tonight in Seneca inside the Thunderdome. Nemaha Central hosting Silver Lake. Our opening tip-off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Megan Sturt and Brandon Dammon on KNCA. Wade Gerstner and crew on the Silver Lake Channel. Silver Lake 12-4, 7-0 in league play. Nemaha Central, they have lost 5 in a row. 7-10 and 3-4. Silver Lake in the all-road maroon uniforms. Kruger, Johnson, Rooks, Bergman, and Miller. Home whites for NC. Strothman, Thomas, Hike, Mackey, and Schmelsley. Excited to bring it to you here tonight. Silver Lake trying to stay atop the Big East. Nemaha Central trying to get on track. 5 consecutive losses, although 3 of which for NC in that stretch against ranked teams. Here we go, opening tip-off tonight. Boys game underway. Silver Lake, the opening possession from left to right. Bergman, the first touch up top. Left side in the corner to Camden Kruger. Short corner, here's Dane Johnson going to work on Schmelsley. What a matchup here. Dane working in the paint, backing up, missing a shot off the right rim. Tipped into the hands, though, of Bergman for the offensive rebound and a second chance off here early on for Silver Lake.
Terrific job at Joe Miller. Keep that alive.
Dane Johnson driving in, kicking left. 3 on the way, left corner, drilled by Hunter Rooks. And he gets things going tonight for Silver Lake. 32 seconds in, 3-0 Eagles. Now Carter Height, first possession on offense for Nemaha Central. They scored at 48 points per game. Silver Lake, they give it up at 57 points a tilt. Silver Lake tends to run and gun and play in some high-scoring games. Thunder down 3-0 on a Rooks 3. 14 on the shot clock. Schmelsley left side. It's Strothman. Now using the dribble back up top to Schmelsley.
Eagles and man-to-man to start.
Schmelsley going to work. Dribbles short corner right. Backing up. Fading away. Tough shot. Little bit strong. Fighting for the rebound. Bergman and Mackey tied up underneath. And Mackey with the tie-up on Bergman. Saving the possession. Fresh shot clock for NC underneath. 6:56 to go first quarter, 3-0 Silver Lake.
Important for the Thunder to get off to a good start. As you mentioned, they've been struggling losers of 5 in a row. And you're going to upset the 7th or 8th team in the state and knock them from the perch undefeated in the league. Got to get a good start here at the home.
Two of those losses to Hiawatha, one in the midseason tournament, one in league play. There's a turnover and a steal for Dane Johnson and crew. Silver Lake, a 3-0 lead, working with their second offensive touch here in the first quarter from left to right. Wide open, Joel Miller a 3. This one hits nothing but backboard. And the deflection for Nemaha Central's Leighton Thomas. As NC now in the front court, here's Strothman diving in, gets to the left block. Wild shot goes over the rim. And the backside rebound pulled in by Bergman. And Silver Lake another stop. Bergman might have lost the contact. And we get the stoppage of play as Bergman's going to have to come out for the contact issue.
Well, I wear contacts from
time
to time.
Me too, brother. It's not fun.
It's not easy to put it back. I usually need a mirror
to put it
back in. I can't just do that on the bench, but that's what Grady's doing right now.
So a quick stoppage allowing Grady to get the contact settled in. As into the game, Drew Womack, a 6'2 senior, taking Bergman's spot here for the short time. Silver Lake, tough shot. Is that going to be an and one? Blocking foul. Yes, I believe an and one opportunity for Camden Kruger down low. Nope, they're going to say it's on the floor. Spoke too soon. Wasn't sure. Official was a little bit slow on the call.
Yeah, the official didn't make his decision for about 10 seconds after.
Foul was on Jack Mackey, his first, so no basket by Kruger. Instead, the Eagles, a 3-0 lead. Oh, what a fake by Mackey. There's an and one. This time, it's Drew Womack. Fresh off the bench, and he has a chance for a three-point play.
Yeah, Womack, he's been playing really good off the bench, but he started both games last week when Hunter Rooks was out with a medical condition, missed two games. So Womack's up in the starting lineup and did a nice job.
Well, not a good thing for NC. Mackey, his second foul, just like that. And the three-point play capitalized by Drew Womack off the bench, pretty much matching his season average on points per game, just north of three, and a 6-0 start for Silver Lake 2 minutes into this game. Omaha Central with the basketball. Right now on the wing, Thomas had it knocked away and another turnover. Make it two of those already as Womack, Womack works into the front court, left side. Silver Lake going to reset with Kruger up top. Guarded by Mackey, still out there, two early fouls for him. Left side of the floor, Hunter Rooks, getting a lot more minutes this season and was a key contributor last year off the bench in that state tournament run out in Hutch. Here's Kruger, right side of the floor. Joel Miller the touch, one dribble left. They reverse it left side. Here's Hunter Rooks. 6 seconds on the shot clock here for Silver Lake. They got to go to work. Here's Dane Johnson. He can do it himself. Gets to the free throw line, fades away, halfway down and out on a jumper, saving it in underneath and then throwing it out of bounds. Good hustle there by Joel Miller, but it goes back to Omaha Central.
You talk about Silver Lake likes to get up and down the floor, averages 67 a game, but their defense is underrated. They've had some really nice defensive performances so far this year.
Well, the Thunder have not had much success over the last few weeks offensively in terms of total points. That has helped during this five-game losing streak. Trying to get back on track here. Capacity crowd here in the Thunderdome tonight. 6-0 Thunder. Hike underneath. Caught with Dane Johnson defending. Now Strothman back up top. Leighton Thomas fires one from way downtown. And Thomas, give him 27 made threes this season. And NC on the board, Eagle 6, Thunder 3.
Dude, that was from Marshall County.
That was a long three. He shoots it just north of 25%. Left side of the floor. Here is Womack with the basketball. Skips it into the right corner. Hunter Rooks thought about it and instead gets it back to the right wing with Camden Kruger. 15 on the shot clock here for Silver Lake and a 6-3 lead. Picking up Kruger, left side. It goes to Miller. Now it dumps it down to Dane Johnson on the block. 6 seconds going on Schmelzley. Finds Hunter Rooks, right side three. This one not there. And chasing it down, Jack Mackey, the rebound for Omaha Central, and the Thunder turn it over on the far side of the floor.
Well, Dane Johnson is, I would argue, the best player in the state in 3A. And
he's seen all kinds, getter.
He's seen all kinds of defenses. He's seen diamond ones, boxing ones, triangular and twos, and he's also seen defenses where there's been three or four guys around him in the post, so he has to kick it out, trust his teammates.
Well, he gets the long entry pass underneath the basket, using the body to draw the foul. Dane Johnson right on cue to the free throw line to shoot a pair for Silver Lake.
Against the Bethel last week, he attempted 30 free throws, that's right, in a game. I did not make it up. He made 25 out of 30 free throws. So he had only 5 field goals, scored 35 points in the double overtime win over Sabetha. He's a 74% foul shooter. So when he struggles, he absorbs contact, he gets contact, he gets fouls. He's usually the aggressor, gets to the line, and gets himself going.
And he got the second one to rattle in there. He goes 2 for 2, make it 153 free throw attempts this season for Dane Johnson, one of the best in the state, no doubt about it. 8-3 the advantage for Silver Lake, and now forcing Omaha to methodically work it into the front court from right to left. Hike on the dribble, little hop step move, left side. Leighton Thomas trying to get another one, and he buries the left side three. Two quick threes for Leighton Thomas. 8-6 Silver Lake, right back up the floor, can't even turn the head, and Dane Johnson methodical with a right-handed layup to make it 10-6 Eagle.
Yeah, John Thomas comes in. I like that. You hit a big three, and then you give up an easy two the other way just because you didn't get back.
And Schmelzley taking the contact from Dane Johnson, left block two for the leading score for Omaha Central. Back and forth we go, and now Omaha Central forcing a turnover.
That was a block shot. Kason Krause on the baseline got rejected.
Omaha Central with Schmelzley driving in, gets to the basket and lays it in. Back-to-back buckets for Schmelzley, and just like that, little spurt for the Thunder. We're tied at 10-10, 3 minutes to go in this opening quarter.
Nice response by Omaha Central, down early 6-0, and they battle back thanks to a couple of deep threes by Thomas.
Omaha defensively giving it up at 50 points per game, mentioning Silver Lake running and gunning 67 points per game this season.
Oh, what a pass.
That is a dart from Johnson in the corner, but the three unable to go. And on the rebound, it is Caleb Schmelzley. Chance for Omaha Central to take the lead. We're tied at 10. 2.5 minutes to go. Schmelzley will step back, and he gets a left side three to go. And Schmelzley with 7 early here in the first quarter. 13-10, Nemaha Central in front.
Well, Krause had an open three, couldn't knock it down. Nemaha Central hits their three.
Here is Krause, just mentioning left side, now a three on the way, and answering right back, Hunter Rooks with his second of the quarter. And we're tied at 13-13. And on the far side of the floor, Carter Hockey caught a long pass in the front court, but didn't know where his foot was, and it stepped on the sidelines for a Nemaha Central turnover.
Well, Kason Krause off the bench, coming off a career-high 16 points, hit three threes in that blowout win over Riley County, 73-33 on Tuesday. The kid that can hit it from deep, but right now, Nemaha Central shooting the ball extremely well beyond the arc.
2 minutes to go, clock moving first quarter, a 13-13 tie, multiple subs in. Mason Chulion's in now for Nemaha Central as Dane Johnson goes to work, absorbs some contact there, but no whistle and a rebound for Jaden Seitz, who just checked in as well. Chulion's lefty three, right side, and good. Mason Chulion's had a coming out party against Rock Creek with 17 points and five threes a couple weeks ago, and it's a 16-13 Thunder lead as Dane Johnson again going to work on Schmelzley. He bodies him up, and a foul called on Schmelzley, his first, and team foul number four.
Well, the Silver Lake coaching staff, they were not happy there wasn't a foul called on the previous possession, which allowed Nemaha Central to get out in transition and bury the triple.
Already four made threes for the Thunder here in this opening quarter. Here is Krause, driving in from the left corner, wide open left wing, threes on the way, a little bit short, sights a rebound for Nemaha Central. 1:24 to go in this first quarter. Good pace, good action. Thunder by three. Julian thought about stepping into one. Instead, gets to the right elbow, and that jump shot is short. Rebound for Grady Bergman, who's back in after the contact issue. Into the front court, Silver Lake. Dane Johnson up top, just north of a minute to go. 16-13 our score. Silver Lake down three. All maroon road uniforms. Trying to go inside. Good hustle over there by Caleb Strothman, as they were trying to find Bergman on the block, knocked away and out of bounds. Nemaha Central will bring on Jordan Lewis and Jackson Haverkamp as well. So we've seen four players off the bench already for John Thomas and Nemaha Central here in this first quarter.
Well, John Thomas, usually his teams, they want to slow it down, force teams that like to get up and down into a half-court set.
54 seconds and counting. Here's Johnson, left block, going to work, spins left, off the window, yeah, count it, and one. Mismatch inside, a chance for an old-fashioned three for Dane Johnson.
I've said it many times, Dane Johnson has old man's basketball game, and what I mean by that, he's got drop steps, he's got spin moves, he's so crafty, he's not 6'7", 6'8", he's 6'3", he's a really good athlete, but he just knows how to navigate, even if he doesn't have to take a dribble, picks up the dribble, he can still get to the rim.
Good rotation on the free throw. That is good. He's got seven here in the first quarter. 3 for 3 at the line. Two subs back in. Drew Womack checks back in. And also Mason Van Vactor in there as well for the Silver Lake Eagles. And then Drew DeSormiers is also going to check in. So really going deep into the bench here, John Thomas and Nemaha Central. 49 seconds to go in this first quarter. It's been fun so far. 16-16. We are deadlocked.
Full court press from Silver Lake.
So again, a lot of players off the bench here, deep for Nemaha Central. Chulion's right on that midcourt line. Angles left near side, gets off to Jordan Lewis, his first touch, working around the arc, diving in right wing to the rack. Can't get it to go. Might have lost the handle on the shot. Rebound for Womack and Silver Lake. Shot clock turned off. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. We're tied at 16.
Great drive by Lewis, just couldn't finish.
Knocked out of bounds near side by Mason Chulion's. 26.3 seconds to go. Mentioning this matchup last year, ultimately went the way of the Thunder. That turned out to be the tiebreaker for the league championship. Both these teams went 8-2. But right now, Silver Lake this season at 7-0 and control their destiny to win a league championship. 19 seconds to go here in the quarter. On the perimeter, Van Vactor, left side it goes. This is Joel Miller. Now Krause a touch. Right back to Van Vactor. Coach Kruger wants to play for the final shot here for Silver Lake. In between the rings, right side of the floor, Joel Miller. Now short corner, it's Bergman. 2 seconds to go. They got to get a shot up. Here it is. It will count. And a three straight away is off the target by Van Vactor. And that takes us to the end of an exciting first quarter here in our boys' game tonight. Nemaha Central and Silver Lake tied at 16 after the first 8 minutes. 60-second timeout. We're back after this second quarter coming up next.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center of Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D-O-N of Life Care Center of Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center of Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This game at Omaha Central tonight, going to the second quarter. Silver Lake and the Thunder tied at 16-16 here on KNZA and the Silver Lake Channel as well. Eagles opening possession of the second 8 minutes here from left to right, diving in and kicking it out of bounds was Mackey underneath. Womack trying to wrap a pass around to Bergman on the right block. 21 seconds on the shot clock here for Silver Lake, trying to retake the lead, 14 seconds into the second.
Mention the shot clock. Only Riley County and Sabessa don't have it in the Big East League. 9 of the 11 do.
Here is Dane Johnson leaving his feet in the paint, kicks it right. Kruger a three, yes. High arcing, and that one's knocked down. Then we get a whistle underneath and a foul. That shot should count by Camden Kruger. Basket is good. And then the foul on the rebound attempt going against Dane Johnson of Silver Lake, which will be his first. And team foul number one. So the three by Kruger gives him 26 made threes this season and a 19-16 Silver Lake lead as Nemaha Central works it right to left, their first offensive possession in the second quarter. Here's Julian's heavy into the paint, then kicks it back out left side. Here's Thomas up top, couple dribbles right. Now Jordan Lewis, again, both teams utilizing their bench fairly heavily in this first half as Thomas gets in on Johnson. A good defense, though, by Johnson. Gets it out to Schmelzley for three, and he's got his second triple from straight away. And 10 in the first half for Schmelzley, ties it at 19-19. 60 seconds into the second.
Well, Schmelzley plays a lot of summer ball with the Spradling Sports Academy, SSA, out of Manhattan. And that certainly helps him. That was a quick release from top of the key.
Dane Johnson, Schmelzley left his hand down. Can't do that from the right side. Dane Johnson, that is a high basketball IQ. First triple tonight for Dane. He's got 10 already as well. 22-19, Silver Lake. Not even 90 seconds into the second quarter. Good pace, good action so far. Here is Jordan Lewis on the dribble, back up top, Julian. Now they work it to Schmelzley on the right wing, 15 on the shot clock, perimeter passing here for the Thunder. Thomas on the dribble, working left, Schmelzley again, back to Thomas, he'll quickly fire one, this one hits the heel, and a long rebound chased down, it was in Mackey's hands, and then he lost it out of bounds, back to Silver Lake.
Well, we were talking about Dane Johnson and how he's an outstanding athlete. He's going to be going, or has been selected for the Shrine Bowl in football. But also, he is shooting 46% from the three-point line. So it kind of was a knock, like, make him shoot some threes, keep him out of the lane. And this year, he's hit 16 triples.
56% of his shots. Dane Johnson, you mentioned 46% from downtown, 74% at the line, 25 points pretty much per game. Just sensational season for Dane Johnson continuing as he goes to work in the paint. 1 foot, off balance, fade away for two. 12 for Dane Johnson. Lead now at 5 for Silver Lake, 24-19, 2-plus minutes into the second.
He has all the tools that you want in your tool bench.
Omaha Central going to work down 5 with the dribble. Strothman picks it up left wing, skips it right side. Here's Layton Thomas deep on the right wing. Now Carter Hike between the rings. 15 seconds on the shot clock here. Strothman right elbow, back door. Hike gets underneath. Can't make the reverse layup. Boy, a little off balance there underneath. Rebound, Dane Johnson. Here comes Silver Lake up 5. Johnson high right on the wing. Up top it goes, Grady Bergman. Now Kruger, left side, wants a Bergman screen. Couple steps right of it. Little two-man game here. Bergman backing down, getting a shot up. No good. Little bit short as Carter Height gets the rebound, pushing it up the floor here to Schmelzley. Now he lost his footing, and that one's taken away. Turnover Thunder and a steal for the Eagles. Silver Lake had some numbers, a little bit slow to settle in, and finally Nemaha gets back 5-on-5 here. 3 minutes in, 5 to go, second quarter. A little 5-0 spurt here for the Eagles. They lead it by 5. Bergman, little off balance underneath, had the size advantage on Thomas, and Bergman in the book with his first basket. 26-19, hike right back up the floor, drawing a foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Nice job by the Thunder to push the ball, get the ball out of the net after the made bucket by Bergman, and they beat the Eagles down the floor. By the way, I must say, I know John Thomas for about 25, 26 years. It's the first time I was here with the company, and I think John has not aged at all. I mean,
not at all.
Maybe a little tiny bit of gray hair, but that's because, you know, as a coach, that's going to happen. But he doesn't look much different than he did 25 years ago. I don't know what his secret is.
Jason Krause checking back in for Silver Lake. Carter Height knocked down that first free throw, his first point tonight, 26-20. Silver Lake by 6, second for Height. That one halfway down and out, no good. He goes 1-for-2. Bergman another rebound. 6-point lead for the Eagles. They get it up the floor. Camden Krueger might have been a little bit blocked inside there by Thomas. Clearing it away is Schmelzley for Nemaha Central.
Yeah, Krueger a little unsure of himself.
Thomas again, this time from the left wing. Another three put down. Leighton Thomas, his third of the half. He's got 9 points. And now the Thunder have a little spurt to get back to within three. Nemaha Central calling a quick timeout. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. KNZA timeouts brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 4:29 to go, second quarter. Back and forth we go. Silver Lake 26 and Nemaha Central 23.
Hey, Silver Lake Channel brought to you by our title sponsor, Schwartz Investment Partners. Let them help you achieve your retirement financial goals without any surprises. Stay tuned to Stock Grower State Bank halftime postgame stats. Mammoth Play of the Game, presented by Mammoth Sports Construction. Player of the Game for I Got Cards in Silver Lake. Assist in the game made possible by Next Gen Cattle Company, Next Gen Beef. And we'll also have the skilled styles bringing the hardwood block of the game all during the postgame after the boys' contest tonight between the Thunder and the Eagles here from Seneca.
Well, just a quick check. Of course, the girls' game tonight, Silver Lake staying unbeaten in league play with their big win against the Thunder, seeing that the Raleigh County girls did defeat Hiawatha tonight, 51-43. So now clear in front in the Big East. Silver Lake on the girls' side. That is a massive help for them with Raleigh County taking down the Redhawks earlier tonight. Out of the timeout, Silver Lake by 3 with the basketball, 4:14 clock moving second quarter. Thunder out in his own defense, left side 3, halfway down and out, but an offensive rebound underneath, 3 white jerseys surrounding Hunter Rooks after that rebound, and now Bergman got a look, and we get a 3-second call in the lane, which gives it back to Nemaha Central.
That's the right call. It was late, but it was the right call because Rooks needed to go up with that. Once he didn't, either you got to just force it or somehow throw it out quicker. I know he's two or three defenders around him, but he was in the lane 3 seconds.
Past the halfway point here in the second quarter. Nemaha Central with the possession down 3. Schmelzley working hard inside through contact and 1. Caleb Schmelzley out to a great start here with 12 points and a chance for one more.
Well, the Thunder, they are relentless right now. Going through Schmelzley, started with Thomas, who's hit 3 triples, but when you've got a bit of a size advantage, post him up, and they did.
The 75th free throw attempt this season for Caleb Schmelzley is bottoms, and he's got 13. And we're tied once again, 26-26, 3:48 to go in the half. Schmelzley 13 for Nemaha Central, 9 and 3 threes for Leighton Thomas. Dane Johnson, 12 here in the first half, to lead Silver Lake. 2-3 zone right now for Nemaha Central. Eagles trying to dissect. Perimeter passing. Left side. Now it's Rooks with the basketball. Left side of the floor. Krause into the corner. Baseline drive through contact. No. Getting his own miss. Shot. No. That's Dane Johnson inside. He had a couple of looks. Couldn't get that second one to go. And here's Nemaha Central pushing the tempo. They get to the rack. Flipping it up. No good inside for Strothman. But Jaden Seitz an offensive rebound. And a second chance here for the Thunder as we're still tied at 26. And now a whistle and a timeout away from the ball. And Jaden Seitz a little bit banged up. Official underneath saw that. That's going to bring back Jack Mackey as Jaden Seitz, a little bit banged up there, has to go out and take a quick breather. It's been fun so far here in the first half. Multiple ties, multiple lead changes. Thunder 29 on the shot clock. Trying to retake the lead as we're tied at 26, just north of 3 minutes to go until the half. Julian's on the dribble. Now Hike, left side on the wing. Back up top to Strothman. Now Schmelzley. Diving in left side, Hike works it back left wing, gets in the paint, stopping, probably got away with a travel, no call. 9 seconds on the shot clock here for the Thunder. Julian's contested right corner three, on target but strong, and Dane Johnson high for the rebound for Silver Lake.
That was the key, it was contested.
Silver Lake trying to retake the lead back, still deadlocked, 26-26, 2:38 to go until the half. Into the corner it goes, now short corner. Dane Johnson sizing up Mackey, who's got a couple of fouls, kicks it back to the left wing with Rooks. Right back on the block with Johnson. Knifing through, fading away. Another tough shot, couldn't get it to go. Cleared away by Strothman and Nemaha Central, and he tried to throw a long pass to Schmelzley, and Dane Johnson runs right back to take it away. A little bit slow of a pace here offensively for both teams. Still sitting on 26-26. Coming up on the final 2 minutes here in this second quarter.
I guarantee you, John Thomas would love to see this game in the 50s.
It was 16-16 after one. It's 26-26 right now. Trying to answer is Kraus from the right side for three. Couldn't get it to go. Jack Mackey the rebound for Nemaha Central. And now the Thunder an opportunity to break this 26-all tie at 1:49 to go in the half. Man-to-man defense, it appears, for Silver Lake. Schmelzley going to work on Johnson. Pass into the corner. Tipped out of bounds. Looking for Julian's. Camden Kruger checks back in for Silver Lake. Also back in, Leighton Thomas for Nemaha Central. Joel Miller gets a breather. Also, Caleb Schmelzley gets a breather for NC. Down to 1:42 left in the second quarter. 20 seconds on the shot clock here for the Thunder. 26-26 tie. Launch near midcourt. Leighton Thomas gathering. Right side to Hike. He's on the wing. Now Julian's. Now Strothman. Diving in. Gets to the block. And that's going to be an offensive foul. Taking the brunt of the heat was Kaysen Kraus. And Silver Lake gets it back off the offensive foul. So Strothman picks up his second. 8 turnovers here in the first half. 92 seconds to go and still sitting at 26-26.
Well, the pace has slowed. That favors the Thunder because it was 16-16 at the end of one, and they've done a good job of doubling, even tripling Dane Johnson.
Dane Johnson working hard for those 12 points here in the first half, no doubt about it. Here's Hunter Rooks, a long two, left wing, on target, but he gets his own rebound following it. Now fading away with another tough shot, that one's short, and it's finally cleared away by Caleb Strothman. Rooks, a couple looks, couldn't convert either. A minute to go here in the half, still 26-26. Here is Thomas driving, and Mackey there on the offensive glass to put it back up and in for two. First bucket for Jack Mackey on a second chance. 28-26 Thunder. 50 seconds and counting here in the first half. Kraus was open left corner for three. Couldn't get it to go. Chasing down in the corner. Julian's tried to save it, but they're going to say Julian's was out of bounds, and that's going to be Silver Lake basketball with a fresh shot clock here at 32. 11 seconds or so the difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Thunder leading by two, 28-26.
Yeah, terrific effort. You have an eagle. You had a Thunder player diving for that loose ball. High quality game thus far.
Eagles trying to remain undefeated in league play. Thunder just trying to right the ship. They come into tonight losers of 5 in a row. 3-4 in Big East league play. But 3 of those 5 losses to ranked teams, 2 of which against Hiawatha.
They stay in the 2-3 zone. That's been effective.
15 seconds on the shot clock here. Kruger right side wing, somewhat contested three, hits high off the rim. Good rebound inside for Jack Mackey. He's got 5 first half rebounds. 28-26 Thunder. 15 seconds to go in the half, and Coach John Thomas wants a timeout to dial up a play here on what could be the final possession of the second quarter. The 30-second timeout, we'll keep it right here. Again, it was 16-16 after one. Right now the Thunder leading 28-26, just south of 16 seconds to go, with potentially the final possession in their favor in the second quarter. Right now, Caleb Schmelzley, 13 points. Leighton Thomas with 9, top 2 for Nemaha Central. Dane Johnson working hard for his 12 points tonight. Also 6 for Hunter Rooks with 2 shots from behind the arc. Excited for another edition. Jake and Boz, don't forget, on Kansas Land Country, another edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Been talking about a lot of crucial games in the Big East tonight as league championships are starting to take shape a little bit. A couple of weeks left here in the regular season. It'll be here before we know it, postseason basketball. But both Silver Lake teams in control and their own destiny to win a league title this season. Thunder boys giving Silver Lake everything here in this first half. inside the Thunderdome. Final 10 seconds. Here's Schmelzley on the dribble right side. Wants a Mackey screen. And bumped heavily, trying to go over the top of that screen was Womack. As that is a foul to give for Silver Lake. Not a bad call there.
Coach Kruger does this all the time, no matter what quarter it is. If he's got fouls to give, he's going to use them. Makes you reset, have less time to run your offensive play that's called from the side.
5 seconds. Schmelzley gets it in right about midcourt. Heads towards the basket, gets left side, shot through contact at the buzzer is good. 15 in the first half for Calum Schmelzley, and Nemaha Central will take a 4-point lead here at the halftime break. Again, our boys score 30-26 in favor of Nemaha Central. Halftime show coming your way next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. There are two main reasons why the chiropractic adjustment is so important. The first is to restore mobility to the spine, which is important because mobility is the key to longevity. The better the spine moves, the longer it will last. The second is to keep the nervous system healthy. Every organ, tissue, and cell in the body is regulated by the nervous system. So a healthier nervous system means a healthier body. The chiropractic adjustment is natural, safe, and effective. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to experience it today.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Key shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Another Friday night of high school hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Thank you so much for hanging with us tonight. Brandon Tebb and Megan Sturton on KNZA. We're dialed in video channel style. Silver Lake and their channel tonight, MSCSports.net. Listen live tab. You can find Silver Lake channel, all of our other channels, and our radio stations as well with all the broadcasts going on here tonight. Boys game at the half. Nemaha Central, a little spurt to close things out. They lead it 30-26 over number 7 in 3A. Silver Lake. Let's go right into the numbers here scoring-wise, and Nemaha Central leading it by 4, and Calum Schmelzley had 8 of his 15 in that second quarter. He knocked down a couple of threes as well. Layton Thomas hit 3 threes and had 9 points. Mason Chulion's a triple for 3. Jack Mackey had 2 points. Carter Hike with 1 from the free throw line as well. Individually for Silver Lake, 12 for Dane Johnson. He worked hard for those 12 in the first half. Also 6 and 2 threes from Hunter Rooks. 3 from Camden Kruger, 3 from Drew Womack, and 2 for Grady Bergman as well. Some of the unofficial team numbers for Silver Lake, just 2 turnovers. Boy, they were very good with the basketball in the first half. Perfect, 4 for 4 at the line. They knocked down 4 threes. Nemaha Central on the other side, 8 first half turnovers. They went 2 for 3 at the line. And the 3 ball keeping them in it for sure. They knocked down 6 from the outside as first half stats there, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. We'll have more after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection, online at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, Megan Sturt and Brandon Tam with you on KNZA. Boys halftime coverage here at Nemaha Central tonight. Thunder boys, 30-26. They lead it over number 7-ranked Silver Lake. A 16-16 tie at the end of one, but a 14-10 advantage for the home team Thunder in the second quarter. Wade giving the Thunder a 4-point lead, 30-26.
Yeah, entertaining first half so far. We mentioned the three-pointers, 10 combined made threes in that first half. Four by Silver Lake, six by Nemaha Central. Our halftime stats on Silver Lake channel brought to you by Socorro State Bank, serving our neighbors and friends for well over a century. Socorro State Bank can assist you in financing your land, crops, livestock, or equipment. Free throws not a lot, 4-for-4 for Silver Lake, 2-for-3 for Nemaha Central. Turnovers, 8 for Nemaha Central. Silver Lake with 2. Schmelzley leading the way with 13, as we mentioned, and Dane Johnson leading the way for Silver Lake with 12 points. And stay tuned, we'll have the Mammoth Play of the Game, presented by Mammoth Sports Construction. Our Player of the Game, brought to you by I Got Cards and Silver Lake. Our Assist of the Game, made possible by NextGen Cattle Company, NextGen Beef, and SkillSaws, sponsors the Green the Hardwood Block of the Game. Huge thank you to the title sponsor of the Silver Lake Channel, Sports Investment Partners. Let them help you achieve your retirement financial goals without the hidden surprises. And then later tonight, we'll have highlights posted on the Silver Lake Channel Facebook page, Silver Lake Channel X page as well, which is sponsored by Sports Investment Partners. Also, a shout out to the Silver Lake sponsors, including the Silver sponsors, Bear Construction, Roofs by Brian, Silver Lake Community Foundation, Integrity Insurance, and our bronze sponsors, Silver Lake Booster Club, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, and CarStar in Topeka, allowing us our first year ever of the Silver Lake Channel. If you don't know MSC Sports, we have 5 video channels. We have the Holton Channel, Hiawatha Channel, Sabetha Channel, the Jack Knight Cobra Channel, and the Silver Lake Channel. So that's quite a few. That's 4 of the Big East League members out of 11. We've had other people ask us about doing other schools. I think we have to clone ourselves before that happens,
yes.
Or you have to have a lot of people step up to take on those roles. We don't just show up and turn on a camera and voila, everything works. It takes a team effort. whether it be Brandon helping announce on radio and video like tonight, or myself putting things together, or students like Haven Krentz running our camera, or my son running a laptop most of the year, and other Silver Lake students. They always say it takes a village to put together whatever it might be, an event or a tournament. Same thing applies, whether it be a radio broadcast or a video stream.
No doubt about it, and we got a little bit of an extended halftime break. They had a little bit of extra festivities going on as the halftime break continues here from Nemaha Central High School. We'll step aside, take another time out. We'll go through some other scores from around the area, intriguing ones for sure, as our halftime coverage continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Your heart is your lifeline, and every beat matters. If you've experienced a heart attack, surgery, or have heart disease, you are not alone, and we're here to help. At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital Cardiac Rehab, we guide you every step of the way to rebuild strength, regain confidence, and live life fully. With a personalized exercise plan and expert care, you'll take back control of your health. Take the first step today and call Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Because a stronger heart means a stronger you. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game at the half here at Nemaha Central High School. Home team Thunder leading Silver Lake 30-26. Get our halftime on KNZA. A little extended, brought to you by Highland Community College. Real quick, just some couple scores from the girls' rack of games earlier tonight in the Big East. Holton, they defeated St. Mary's 58-33. Rossville, big win against Sabetha. That final was 60-37. And the big marquee one outside of Silver Lake Nemaha tonight, it was Riley County defeating Hiawatha 51-43. That puts Silver Lake alone atop the league standings, undefeated 8-0. Hiawatha, they take their first loss in league play. They're now 6-1, a game back in the plate department. Silver Lake Hiawatha, don't forget, play later on February 19th. Could be a massive one there once we get to that point here in a couple weeks. Get our boys game at the half, 30-26, a final timeout. We're back after this here on KNZA.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble.
Lumber. Get your floor, that's Double M Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Appreciate everyone for joining us here tonight. Once again, KNZA and the Silver Lake Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Wade Gerstner and crew on the call there. Brandon Tabb and Megan Sturton with you. Boys game about to start the second half. It's been a good one through 16 minutes. Nemaha Central, a 4-0 spurt to close out that second quarter, leading the Eagles 30-26. As we switch sides of the floor again, thanks to Highland Community College, KNZA halftime show sponsor. So we got Strothman, Schmelsley, Mackey, Hike, and Thomas. Starting five for NC, Johnson. You also got Rooks, Kruger, Miller, and Bergman on the floor. Starting five for Silver Lake. We're off and running here. Quarter number three, Nemaha Central, four-point lead, opening possession from left to right. Trying to go to Mackey down low. Instead, they reverse the basketball on the perimeter. Mackey comes up, gets it up top, goes to work, gets in the lane, had a pretty good shot from the left block. He left it off the left rim, and a rebound, though, for Jane Johnson, and they get right back up the floor. Silver Lake for two. Joel Miller gets that deuce. That's his first points tonight. Makes it 30-28. Nemaha Central lead cut to two. Thunder nearly throwing it away, trying to find Mackey on the block. Good hustle inside for Silver Lake on defense. 25 on the shot clock, 7:17 to go, third quarter. Nemaha Central, they dump it on the perimeter here, and now Schmelsley trying to find it to Strothman, does so on the right wing, backed out, good defense by Joel Miller. Eagles going man-to-man here to start this third quarter. Carter Hike now the touch, gets a Mackey screen, Silver Lake switching it, they go over the top, Mackey slaps it into the corner with Schmelsley, two dribbles right, he'll pull up and connect on a jump shot for two. Caleb Schmelsley, very nice.
Yeah, he's been absolutely fantastic tonight.
32-28, leading scorer for Nemaha Central this season. Caleb Schmelsley, the 6'4 junior, doing it again once again tonight. Dane Johnson, short corner touch, right side of the floor. Mackey defending. Back up top it goes to Rooks. About 90 seconds into the third. Now Bergman, a little one-hander from the left baseline with off touch. Second basket, 4 points for Bergman. Now it's a two-point game once again. 32-30, Nemaha Central, 90-plus seconds into this third quarter. Here's a Mackey screen, Strothman going to work, now Hike in the right corner, a couple of dribbles left, works to the wing, gets it back to Strothman up top, correction, Thomas, now Schmelsley, now Hike, 15 on the shot clock here, perimeter passing for the Thunder, there's a backdoor to Schmelsley, gets underneath, he curls it up and in, got all the way underneath, and Schmelsley leading the charge with 19, it's 34-30 Thunder.
No answers for 35 so far for Silver Lake D, as Melsley, as we talked about, has been superb this evening. It started with Thomas hitting the threes, and that's opened some things up inside for Schmelzer.
Short corner, Bergman, long skip pass, right side on the wing to Joel Miller. Now Dane Johnson, a right side corner touch. Closed out by Strothman. Goes by to the right, looking for Bergman, backside on the block. He'll spin through two, tried to draw some contact. It was an air ball up close, rebound for Mackey. His sixth rebound here tonight. Here comes Carter Hike. Little hesitation to the lane and up and in for two. Carter Hike and one.
Well, Mr. Hike has, let's say, a few muscles. And take your arms and my arms, combine them. And that's
probably
one,
not quite
one
there.
Arm. Maybe not quite there. That's just one arm. But he was able to muscle that up and in for two, a chance for the three-point play.
two-time two-way offensive player of the year. The accolades aplenty on the football field, but contributing here tonight in basketball, 4 points and a seven-point lead. All of a sudden, Nemaha Central, their largest lead here about 3 minutes into the second half. Switch some things up here. Zone defense right now for the Thunder. Eagles dicing it. Perimeter passing right side. Back up top, Kruger. Left side it goes. Here's Miller. They skip it. Rooks, they set him up for three. This one not there. It was a good look. Tipped out of bounds, battling for it. I think they're going to say Schmelzley the last to touch it. Him and Kruger going at it on the near side corner. But Silver Lake, fresh shot clock keeping in the front court. Rooks to throw it in. Does so to Kruger, left side in the corner. Works it back to the wing. And back between the rings out high. Right side to Rooks on the wing. Miller. Now Kruger, short corner. Mackey defending Dane Johnson just inside the three-point line. Putting the head down, spinning on the right block. Kicks it back to the perimeter. A three on the way. This one high off the heel. Fighting for the rebound. Out of bounds underneath. And I believe it's going to stay Silver Lake once again. A third opportunity here with the fresh shot clock.
So there are some major battles down low fighting for position for rebounds.
Silver Lake had two pretty good wide open looks. Schmelzley getting a hand on that pass. It goes all the way beyond midcourt. Chasing it down, though, is Camden Kruger. Fans for Silver Lake wanted a little bit of a bump and a foul there. No whistle. Back into the front court here. Silver Lake down seven. Their largest deficit here tonight. Dane Johnson getting in the lane. Boy, you want to talk about the contact.
Okay, you got a call. I mean,
wow.
I mean, all the stuff they let happen. Bergman got hit in the face on the previous possession, and nobody called it. And then Dane lowered his shoulder, but then the defender fell down, and he landed on him, and somebody else got, and Dane almost got bent backwards with his leg.
Yeah, Strothman.
I mean, something's got to be called there.
Strothman took a shot after he had already taken a hard shot to the floor.
Yeah.
There was a lot there for just to be a jump ball on that, but either way, Silver Lake's going to keep this possession. They've had a ton of opportunities. Bergman finally cleaning up his own miss. And it's an and one, and Mackey not approving of the call. That was just a wild sequence that ultimately leads to a Bergman basket and one.
Well, it is no place for the timid right now in the paint.
That gets it to a five-point game. Mackey was arguing the foul, but the first foul against the Thunder here in the quarter. The free throw was good by Bergman. His first free throw attempt of the game. He's got seven tonight. Gets it back to within three. 37-33 Thunder. 4:11 to go here in the third quarter. Physical ball game, to say the least, here through these first few minutes of this third quarter. Long, lengthy possession, and now we get away from the ball. An aggressive call here by the official. Mackey continuing to have words with the official, and the referee is saying enough of that. So Mackey, a foul away from the ball underneath, and that's going to give it back to Silver Lake. Frustration foul, to say the least, as Jaden Sykes hits the scorer's table, and Mackey's going to come out. Jaden Sykes checking in. Julian's on the floor. Hike, Schmelzley, and Thomas, the five here for Nemaha Central. 37-33 Thunder, just past the halfway point of the third. Eagles with the possession here. Kruger left wing. Get it to the elbow of Johnson, turning and facing on Sykes. Puts the head down, gets to the block. A little fake and a nice little move inside. Dane Johnson, that's what he does best. He's got 14, his first two of the third quarter, and that gets us to a two-point game, 37-35. It's a 5-0 Silver Lake run. Julian's with the touch up top. Leighton Thomas right back to Julian's on the right wing. Look short corner. Nothing there. Now Hike getting it off here to Schmelzley. He'll cross over left. He'll take it all the way. Couldn't get it to go, but he'll draw the foul. He'll shoot two. Great night for Schmelzley continues as he'll go to the line to try to add to a two-point lead for Nemaha Central. Second on Hunter Rooks. And second team foul for Silver Lake here in the third quarter.
Well, you go where you like to have your bread buttered, right? I mean, it's inside. Dane Johnson inside scored. Now Schmelzley on the other end to our right.
First free throw good by Schmelzley. He's got 20 in the game. 38-35, NC by three. 2 for 2 at the line tonight. 70% on the season. And he makes both here and has 21. Lead extends, 39-35 NC, 3:19 to go, third quarter. Silver Lake, just like their girls squad, trying to stay unbeaten in league play, but boys getting a much tougher test tonight compared to the girls one earlier. Dane Johnson has it on the wing, holding, now putting down on the dribble, waist high with the right hand, dives in a touch, out to Rooks in the corner, now to the left elbow, it's Womack. Womack working on sight, he'll spin left, he got a good look up close, but missing, picking up on the backside, second chance opportunity for Dane Johnson, he's got 16, 39-37 Thunder.
No matter how well you defend Johnson, he will always get his points. His lowest output this year, 19. He's been 20-plus every game except one when he scored 19.
I'm seeing all-league, all-state honors in Dane Johnson's future with what he's done this year. Here's Schmelzley on the attack to Shuleyans in the left corner. 13 on the shot clock here for the Thunder, leading by two. 2:23 to go in this third quarter. Here's Thomas knifing in the lane, got a floater up. It was a little bit strong. Out and running, Dane Johnson in Silver Lake. Now slows down the pace, working back head of the circle. Now a right side pass to Rooks. Chance to tie or take the lead as we approach the final 2 minutes of this third quarter. Skipping near side, Kruger into the corner, Rooks. Here's the post touch for Johnson. Hike flashing, showing a little bit of help. Doesn't matter. Dane Johnson taking it all the way, moving left block to right block, drawing the foul. Dane will have a chance to tie it at the line for two.
Well, if you're watching the video stream of Silver Lake Channel, you know exactly what I'm talking about. For those that are listening on the radio, Dane Johnson was able to utilize a drop step, a pump fake, and a little shimmy, and got him 3 feet closer to the bucket, and go absorb the contact, and goes to the line. So even when he doesn't score on the floor, able to get to the line, and he's able to kind of outfox the defender.
4 for 4 at the line tonight, knocking in that first, second, that one missing off the right rim. 17 for Johnson, going 1 for 2 there. It's a one-point Thunder lead with a minute 50 to go here in the third. Caleb Schmelzley on the attack, backed out on the wing. Now Carter Hike, right back to Schmelzley between the rings. Gets a sight screen, defended well there by Silver Lake. They do such a good job switching on the perimeter. Hike diving in, gets it from Little English up and in for one of the best football players we've seen in some time, and he's got six. 41-38 NC, under 90 seconds to go in the third. Kruger, good touch pass into the right corner. Krause a three, it's off the front rim, fighting for it inside. Silver Lake diving on the deck with Kruger, and they're going to call him for a travel. Thought maybe they were going to try to get a timeout after he hit the floor, but instead that is a rare turnover by Silver Lake. Nemahaw gets it back up three with a minute 18 to go in the quarter.
Well, when there is a loose basketball on the floor, you better get your butt on the floor and get after it, because if you don't, it could be the difference in this game.
3-point Thunder lead. It has been tightly contested throughout, although the Thunder had a 7-point lead at one point. Shuleyans going to make a move from the left wing, and Shuleyans, a 6-foot junior, he's got 5, and that is the lead back to 5 for the Thunder with a minute to go here in the quarter.
He's a lefty that likes to almost always go left, and Silver Lake doesn't shade him to go right, and he burns him.
Here's Krause to touch. Dane Johnson up top. 22 on the shot clock here. They get it into the corner near side with Miller. He'll curl his way in. Left the floater short. Rebound cleared away by Leighton Thomas in Silver Lake. One-handed pass. Not sure where he was going.
Oh, Coach Thomas not happy with that one.
And that is easily taken away by Drew Womack.
You're up 5. You could have milked the clock to the end of this quarter.
Now Silver Lake down 5, about a 3-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Dane Johnson missing up close, fighting for his own rebound, and just using straight muscle to get it back up and in for 2. He has got 19 and 7 rebounds. 18 seconds to go, third quarter. Nemaha up 3 with the ball.
He misses the shot, and he's the first one to jump and get his own miss.
He's still got 3 white jerseys surrounding him as well down there, and he's still able to take care of business. There's a whistle and a foul on the perimeter. Dribbling was Leighton Thomas on the right wing. Silver Lake a foul to give. Multiple fouls to give here late.
You'll see another one here more than likely. Tries to get into a shooting motion.
7 seconds to go. Clock stops. 6.8 to be exact. And Joel Miller picked up the foul. So Thunder throwing it in up 3 near side. They get it in to the backcourt here with Thomas. Down to 4. He's got to go to work. And there's the quick foul. You called it, brother. That is smart basketball.
It is. It is really smart. The key is you just make sure that the opponent doesn't get into a shooting motion. And when they're 30 feet away from the hoop, odds are they're not going to go into a shot.
So now Nemaha roughly catch maybe 2 dribbles at most. Got to get a shot up. 3.1 left here in the quarter. Thunder trying to add to a 3-point lead. They dump it into sights, hand it right back to Thomas, who lost it off the foot. This half-court heave would count. It was picked up by Van Vactor, but well short, and we go to the final 8 minutes here in our boys' game tonight. It's been fun throughout. Expect that to be the case in the final 8 minutes. Nemaha Central 43, Silver Lake 40, back in 60 seconds. Fourth quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fourth quarter action here at Nemaha Central tonight. A barn burner for sure. A three-point Thunder lead with the opening possession of the fourth quarter. Schmelzley looking for Mackey inside. Eagles get a hand on it. Deflected out of bounds. 43-40. Nemaha Central. Silver Lake outscored the Thunder 14-13 in that third quarter. Carter Hike to throw it in. Finally tipped on the wing and saved there for Nemaha Central. Schmelzley picks up the dribble back. And they'll reset up top here with Schmelzley. Nearly taken away by Bergman with great defense. 14 seconds and counting on the shot clock. Opening possession for NC in the fourth quarter. They lead it by three here at home. Silver Lake trying to avoid their first league loss this season. 5 seconds to go. Schmelzley pulling up and not hitting. It's off the left rim from a deep three, and it's pulled down by Bergman, and here comes Silver Lake down three. 40 seconds into the fourth quarter. Johnson a drive, angling in from the right wing. He is bumped and fouled. And the first foul on either side here in the fourth quarter, going against Caleb Schmelzley, and that is his third. Silver Lake to throw it in, right side of the backboard. Rooks into the corner with Bergman. Now Kruger a touch, right side on the wing. One dribble left. Now it goes near side with Miller. 2-3 zone here for NC. Eagles trying to dissect. Rooks up top. Back and forth with Kruger. Now Miller left side. There's the skip pass, wing to wing. Down to 17 here on the shot clock. Johnson setting a screen for Rooks. Little hesitation in. Kicks it out. That's beautifully done. Rooks the assist and a deep ball three left side for Joel Miller. His first one tonight. He's got five. And we're tied at 43-43. 6:45 to go in the game. Now Mackey again hounded underneath, and they're going to say out of bounds. Last touch by Mackey. A turnover by the Thunder. Early momentum here in this fourth quarter for the road team Eagles.
Joe Miller has been struggling from beyond the arc, but that was a clutch three to tie this game.
His 20th made three this season. 43-43, 90 seconds into this fourth quarter. Nemaha still playing that zone defense, trying to set it up for a skip pass and a three ball on the wing, but closed out nicely there by Shulian. 13 on the shot clock here for the Eagles, trying to break this 43 all tie. Here's Joel Miller with it. Now Bergman, short corner left. Now towards the block.
Three on the shot clock.
Here's Dane Johnson fading away on Mackey. Couldn't get the soft touch. Decent look, but a rebound cleared away by Jackson Haverkamp for NC. 43-43 tie. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Hike diving in. Chulion's right corner. Thought about it. Turned it down. Being hounded up Haverkamp. Now Hike pushing the tempo between the rings. Directing traffic a touch with 15 on the shot clock here. Now Hyde gets it back, angles left, gets short corner left, backed out into the corner, good defense by Bergman. 7 seconds here for Nemaha Central out near midcourt at Schmelzley. What a matchup here, they switch on him. Bergman now to Hyde underneath, has to flip it up. Boy, nearly got a tough one to go. Cleared away by Bergman as they get a stop, and now a chance for the Eagles to retake the lead at under 5.5 minutes to go. Johnson in the corner, they might want to close out on him. He did that in the first half, made a three. This one, it's short. Mackey fighting for the rebound and then a foul against Silver Lake. Physicality down low as Mackey going to get the foul called against Grady Bergman. is first. And the first foul for Silver Lake here in first 2:44 of this fourth quarter. Leighton Thomas back into the game for the Thunder, taking the spot of Shulion. Well, the Silver Lake girls took care of business, got a running clock in the fourth quarter at our first game. That is far from it here in the boys' contest. We're tied up at 43-all with 5:05 to go in the game. Thunder with the basketball, looking down. It's extended out pressure by Silver Lake. 18 on the shot clock. Schmelzley, Strothman going back and forth up top to the right wing. Now they get it left side to Hike. Little hesitation there. Trying to find the middle of that zone. 8 seconds here. Schmelzley right side for three. Yes. 24 for Caleb Schmelzley. His third three. It's 46-43. Nemaha Central.
He showed he can do it all. He can play inside and post. He can hit the spot up three from the top of the key from the wing.
Took one step to his right in rhythm. Nemaha fans getting loud here inside the Thunderdome as we approach the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Carter Hike trying to take it away from Bergman, but into the corner it goes with Kruger. Back up top on the right wing. 9 seconds and counting on the shot clock here. Left side, Joel Miller without hesitation firing a three. That one's no good. Rebound for Caleb Schmelzley, and then a lot of traffic underneath. It's knocked out of bounds. Boy, good double team by Johnson and also Bergman there, but they're going to say out of bounds and back to Nemaha Central. Now the pressure being applied here in the full court for the Eagles, down three. There's the trap at midcourt. Ball fake. Thomas now into the front court, trying to hand it back to Strothman on the right wing. Does so, nearly losing, but they call it a kick. Barely grazed the foot of Miller on the defense. So that'll reset the shot clock. 3:59 to go in the game. It is 46-43, Nemaha Central. Here's Carter Hike. Now right side of the floor, this is Strothman. Hike back to work, angling left into the corner. He's being guarded by Kruger. Silver Lake back to man-to-man here. There's Schmelzley, had the hot hand tonight. Guarded by Johnson, now between the rings. A Mackey screen, stepping back way downtown three, and that's going to hit the wiring up top. Decent look for Thomas. It was open, but well beyond the three-point line, and that will give it back to Silver Lake with 3:35 to go, down three. Jason Krause checking in right there on that alternating possession for Silver Lake. Under 3.5 minutes to go. Silver Lake trying to stay undefeated in league play. Right now down three with the possession. Zone defense here for the Thunder. 17 on the shot clock. Here comes a Kruger screen, and they get him for an offensive foul. Big turnover there. The offensive foul on the screen set by Kruger. Doesn't appear that many Silver Lake parties agreed with the call. They were trying to get Dane Johnson going to work from the top of the key. And that gives it back to Nemaha Central with a three-point lead approaching the final 3 minutes of this game here in Seneca tonight. Thunder work through that pressure. Get it into the front court. Here is Leighton Thomas. In between the rings, now Carter Hike, right side towards the corner. Coach Thomas going to tell his team to milk some clock anytime they can. There's a reach-in foul going against Camden Kruger on the perimeter, quickly his second. And team foul number three. So one more foul to give for Silver Lake here in the fourth quarter with 2:55 to go.
Well, you have... The Thunder have three timeouts remaining. Coach Kruger of Silver Lake hasn't used a single one. So plenty of opportunities to if you get in trouble, get tied up, or can't get anything going, shot clock going down, you could call a timeout, set up an offensive plan of execution.
Might see quite a few of those down the stretch as it's a three-point game. Schmelzley on the attack, bumped out by Dane Johnson on the right elbow. Cutting in, maybe getting away with a walk now. Thomas gets it back up top here to Hike. 18 on the shot clock, 2:30 to go in the game. Thunder leading by three with the possession.
What did I say earlier? Coach Thomas wants it in the 50s. We're probably going to be in the 50s.
Here's Carter Hike, and there's a bump, and there's a foul as Hike was driving.
8 seconds on the shot clock when the foul occurred.
Well, Dane Johnson not sure what else he could do on that. He defended it fairly well. There was some contact. The official going to blow that whistle that time, and that is the final foul to give for Silver Lake, the second on Johnson. And then Mackey, they were trying to find him underneath on the entry pass, and quickly another whistle and a foul on Silver Lake, which puts Mackey to the line. Krause picks up his second. As we mentioned, team foul number five. So a three-point lead for the Thunder. 2:21 to go. Mackey's at the line to shoot two. His 26th free throw attempt this season is good, and the Thunder lead is four.
Well, we've played almost 6 minutes in this fourth quarter. Meemaw Central scored four. Silver Lake scored three. So this is a John Thomas masterpiece, as I would call it. He's got the tempo slow down after a quick first quarter.
Second free throw good by Mackey. There's one of the many timeouts available being utilized. 2:21 to go. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. Meemaw Central 48, Silver Lake 43. We're back in a tight 30 here on KMZA.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meemaw Central boys trying to clip Silver Lake here tonight. The undefeated Eagles in league play, number 7 ranked in Class 3A. But right now, 2:21 to go out of this timeout. Thunder leading it 48-43 after a pair of free throws by 6'4 senior Jack Mackey. Strothman, Mackey, Thomas, Schmelsley, and Hike, the five on the floor here for the Thunder out of that timeout. You got Rooks, Johnson, Kruger, Bergman, and also Krause in the game on this run for Silver Lake down five. Here comes a trap.
Nice.
That's going to be a reach in on Jack Mackey. Boy, the Thunder came out of that timeout and came with some pressure at midcourt. But they whistle Mackey for the foul, and that is his fourth and team foul number two.
Man, Silver Lake very, very fortunate. And Coach Thomas, perfect play call out of that timeout to the surprise trap immediately half court. The Eagles were not prepared for it, but the foul saves them.
Fourth foul on Mackey. 2:10 and counting. Fourth quarter, 5-point deficit for Silver Lake. They have it. Still 25 on the shot clock here. Perimeter passing, skip, left side to right side. Now back into the hands of Krause on the left. Skipping to Rooks, and that pass went into the second row. A rare turnover, a misfire by Krause. And Meemaw Central up 5, 1:58 to go. Get the ball right back.
Silver Lake's only scored 17 points in the second half.
Well, you mentioned John Thomas master class. I mean, 31 years doing it.
Yep.
He's got his team playing well tonight, but still a 1:50 to go. Big possession here. Thomas has it in the paint, kicked it back up top. Now Hike with the touch, a few steps in front of midcourt. 20 on the shot clock. 1:41 left in the game, Thunder by 5. Hike's got a dribble with it before the 5 count, and that's going to be a carry call as he finally put it on the dribble, ill-advised. On that turnover for NC and Carter Hike, that's a big break for the Eagles.
I'm going to tell you right now, that is not a carry. He had kept. It's a high dribble. You can high dribble.
That is the lean
above the ball.
Yeah.
If your hand is still above the ball, that's not a carry. It just looks odd.
Right.
And it was from the official that was further away than the one that was right in front.
Well, can Silver Lake take advantage? They get the possession back. We're just south of 90 seconds to go. It's a 5-point Thunder lead. Johnson, he's double-teamed on the right block. Mackey took it away, and they're going to get Dane Johnson for reaching in.
Well, they have. I've seen a lot of teams try to frustrate Dane this year, and Meemaw Central's had a good game plan. Dane still has 19 points, which is tied for his season low. If you can keep Dane Johnson to 20 or under, you're doing something special.
Free throws now again for Jack Mackey. His first one here, a little bit strong. Now 2 for 3 at the line, so it stays 48-43 Thunder. We're down to 1:18 left in this game. Silver Lake, all sorts of timeouts available. Thunder, 2 timeouts remaining.
Eagles are going to have to make a three-pointer, somebody other than Dane Johnson.
And that one rattled out, so an 0-for-2 trip there. Blessing in disguise for Silver Lake, and they capitalize down 5 on this possession. Here's Rooks. Had it knocked away, and a whistle and a foul. Boy, slapping down on it was Mackey, and that's going to be number 5, and that'll end his night.
Let me extend upon what I'm trying to say is that they're going to collapse on Dane. They're basically going to say, number 2's not going to beat us. And so you're down 5 with a minute 9. You don't have to have a 3. But odds are that's going to be the best look you're going to get unless Dane can absorb contact and get to the foul line.
109 left in the game. I think Coach Tom is burning a timeout here before that entry pass underneath. It's a full, so we'll take a quick 30 as well. 69 seconds remaining in this one. Silver Lake with the ball underneath, down 5. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central boys trying to shake up the top of the Big East League standings here tonight at home. They lead Silver Lake 48-43 as we got 109 to go in the game. Brandon Tabb and Megan Sturton, Wade Gerstner and crew, Silver Lake Channel, KNZA. It's been a fun night, and we should expect a exciting final minute 9. Silver Lake again down 5. They'll have the possession underneath. The fresh shot clock at 35.
By the way, Hiawatha boys at halftime, they were leading Riley County 28-21. So if Hiawatha wins and Silver Lake loses, they're even in the loss column with just one.
Silver Lake needing a big bucket. Hunter Rooks straight away. He drills a 3 and then a foul underneath. They're going to count this basket, and it's going to be a 2-point game. What a shot for Hunter Rooks. They do count it. His third 3. And then Schmelzley is called for a foul. And that is number 4. That is worst-case scenario for Nemaha Central.
Yeah, you get the 3-pointer in. Now you get the ball out of bounds. That's a chance for a 5 or a 6-point possession.
Wow, Silver Lake. The Tire take the lead. In the blink of an eye, we're at a minute to go.
Third made 3 of the night.
Hunter Rooks thought about it from the left wing. Get it back up top here to Joel Miller, 48-46, Thunder, but the Eagles with the possession, 19 on the shot clock, 46 and counting in the game.
Thunder in his zone, packing in on Johnson. Once again, somebody's got to hit a perimeter J, or Johnson's going to have to force it inside.
Here's Johnson forcing it inside, shot good, and the foul, a chance for Silver Lake to take the lead. What a play by Dane Johnson, he's got 21.
Well, you remember, you know, Damian Lillard in his prime with the Portland Trailblazers, Dame time.
Oh,
it's
my.
It's Dame time for Silver Lake.
We came out of that timeout, Wade, 48-43, Nemaha Central.
Yep.
A 3-pointer by Rooks paired with a Nemaha Central foul, leading right to a Dane Johnson and one. His free throw is nothing but nylon.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, 49-48 Eagles. 34 seconds to go, 3-second difference, shot clock and game clock.
Johnson has 22, almost half of his team's points.
Here's Schmelzley, leading scorer for the Thunder. Tough shot, no tip, and the rebound for Silver Lake, pulled in by Rooks. And that's going to be a foul against the Thunder, and free throws coming for Dane Johnson. 20 seconds to go, Eagles by one.
Man.
My goodness.
Man.
I mean,
6-0 run in the span of what, 30 seconds?
If that.
Yeah. And I said, Silver Lake's going to have to make a 3, and Rooks made the 3. On top of that, there was a foul away from the bucket, fighting for position down low. So then Silver Lake had the inbounds, and then Dane able to get an and one. So it ended up being a 6-point possession.
First big free throw for Dane Johnson. He spins it in there, and he's got 23, 50-48. Eagles by 2.
Big one.
Got them both. Boy, he is calm, cool, collected for sure. And a timeout for Silver Lake. It was 48-43 just a blink of an eye ago. Less than a minute, and all of a sudden, Silver Lake, they have flipped the script, and they lead it by 3 with 20 seconds to go. Nemaha Central, the possession, out of the timeout. We're back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boy, Silver Lake again with an incredible stretch here over the last 40 seconds, roughly a minute to go. Just a moment ago, Eagles were trailing Nemaha Central 48-43. Hunter Rooks, a big three, paired with a Thunder foul, led to a Dane Johnson and one, so ultimately a six-point swing in the matter of seconds, and then an NC missed bucket, and a couple more free throws by Johnson has led us to 51-48. Eagles trying to hold on. Thunder down three. 14 seconds to go in the front court. Schmelzy on the block. He'll force one up for two. It did not go. Rebound Silver Lake. And Dane Johnson, a chance to maybe put an exclamation point on what would be an incredible comeback here in the final minutes.
You said a 6-0 spurt. It was a six-point possession. A made three-pointer. And then an inbounds because of a foul on Nemaha Central away from the shot. Dane with an and-one. So a 6-0 possession, a six-point possession. I just don't see that hardly ever, but especially in crunch time. And for Nemaha Central, I like the strategy. Get it into Schmelzy, get a quick two. He had a great look at it. Unfortunately, he just fouled out. That was his fifth foul of the night. What a game for Caleb Schmelzy. He was a stud tonight for the Thunder, but unfortunately didn't go down. And then Dane Johnson with a good box-out chance to seal the deal at the line.
And the first free throw, wouldn't expect anything less from Dane Johnson, 25 tonight. He is 8 of 9 at the free throw line in this game. And that one's short. He goes 1 for 2. He's trying to chase down his own miss. Nemaha's running out of time. They're down 4. Just 3 seconds left. A big 3 on the way by Lewis. No good. And Silver Lake with an incredible rally in the final minute of this game to pull it off here at Nemaha Central.
They scored the last 9, Brandon. They were down 48-43 under a minute to play, a 9-0 run to close it out.
An incredible comeback. Keeps Silver Lake atop the Big East League standings. An incredible finish here on the road, and we got plenty to digest on that one. Final score in the boys' game tonight, Silver Lake 52, Nemaha Central 48. We'll dissect it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite pub grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screen. Challenge your buddies to some pool, or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. 669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Post-game coverage here on KNZA 103.9. Megan Sturt and Brandon Tamman again, our post-game. Presented by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Just a ton to dissect. How the boys game ended here tonight. Number 7 ranked Silver Lake, a 9-0 run in the final minute, way they were down 48-43 with the ball. Hunter Rooks, a massive three paired with an Nemaha Central foul, gave an extra possession to Silver Lake. It led to a Dane Johnson and one, cashed the free throw in the blink of an eye. Silver Lake took the lead right back, 49-48. Nemaha Central had multiple opportunities with the ball, all coming up empty, and Dane Johnson and crew closing it out with some free throws and an incredible comeback here tonight.
Listen, I think John Thomas is one of the best coaches to have done it in high school basketball in the state of Kansas. He had a terrific game plan tonight. His team, I thought, executed all the way until the final minute. Unfortunately, it's a 32-minute game. His team, I thought, was sensational for 31 minutes. They execute what they wanted to do. They made things very difficult on Dane Johnson inside. Dane doesn't force a lot of shots. I thought he forced a couple tonight. He had a lot of guys around him, and they were going to make Silver Lake make some three-pointers this evening. Joel Miller hit a big one. He'd been struggling from beyond the arc the last few weeks. He drilled a huge three in this ball game late. And then also Hunter Rooks, as you mentioned, hit that three. And we had just talked about how they weren't going to let Dane beat them single-handedly. That they're going to pack it in. They had a zone. When you're going to pack it in, you're going to play a zone, you're going to give up an open look. But basically what you're saying, and I totally agree with John Thomas, and when you're playing against any superstar player, you want somebody else to beat you. Now, oddly enough, Johnson got the and one that actually gave the lead for good. But however, it wouldn't have mattered if Rooks doesn't hit the three. And I had mentioned that somebody for Silver Lake's going to have to hit a three. John Thomas rolled the dice that wasn't going to happen. It was the right strategy by Coach Thomas and Nemaha Central. It's just sometimes kids step up, make a play, give a ton of credit to Hunter Rooks, who missed all of last week, both games, which, you know, Silver Lake played well against Rock Creek, number one team in the state without him, and then they double overtime win at Sabetha. Silver Lake's played some really tight, close, high-octane games the last few weeks. The Burlington tournament, they had a couple of really tough games. The Rock Creek tournament, the Sabetha double overtime, the Rock Creek game I mentioned, and right here tonight, Nemaha Central, if you want to use a boxing analogy, they had Silver Lake on the mat almost an 8 count. It was 48-43 under a minute to go, and Rook stepped up and hit the big three. Then the foul away from the ball, Silver Lake gets the ball back out of bounds, and then it's the guy that you're usually going to go to, Dane Johnson. But without Rook's three, none of that matters in the end. That, to me, was the biggest shot of the contest tonight. And I tell you, if Nemaha Central plays like that, more consistently, they're going to be a tough out no matter who they're matched up against. And Thomas hit threes early in the game, got them going. But, man, Caleb Schmelzley was an absolute stud tonight. And if they can continue to get that out of those two guys and then mix in their bench, which I thought gave them some good minutes, especially defensively, you hold Silver Lake to 52 points. They only had 17 points in the second half till the final minute of that fourth quarter. I mean, take away the 9-0 run, and it's an absolute, you know, masterpiece. But unfortunately, the final minute, Silver Lake made a couple of plays, and Nemaha Central comes up a bit short.
You mentioned Hunter Rooks. He had not scored. He had a couple of threes in the first quarter. He was scoreless until that massive three in the final minute, which ultimately jolted that Eagle comeback. And a note about Nemaha Central's six-game losing streak now with the loss tonight. Five of those six losses have come against ranked opponents. So it has certainly been a tough stretch for Nemaha Central as they drop to 7-11, 3-5 in the league. Silver Lake still holding that top spot in the Big East, now 13-4, still undefeated, 8-0 in league play after an incredible comeback fashion victory here tonight. Let's run through some of the numbers here. We'll start with Silver Lake. Dane Johnson, business as usual for him, 25 points, unofficially, 7 rebounds, clutch in the fourth quarter, 8 of 10 at the free throw line. Certainly there's games where he can live at the line and did so late in that game to help Silver Lake hold on for the win. He also had 9 points in the game from Hunter Rooks with the big 3 in that final minute that pushed or helped push Silver Lake over the top there. Outside of that, Grady Bergman, 7 points, 6 rebounds. Joel Miller, a quiet night, he had 5. Camden Kruger had 3 as well. Drew Womack, also 3 points off the bench for Silver Lake. They had 5 turnovers. Again, very good in that category. Silver Lake is most nights, efficient at the line, 10 of 12, and they knocked down 6 threes in the game. For Nemaha Central, led tonight, Caleb Schmelzley. We've seen them quite a few times this season. By far and away, Caleb's best game, at least from my vantage point this season. The few that I've seen, he was incredible tonight. 24 points, 4 rebounds. He did ultimately foul out in that final minute stretch, along with Jack Mackey, who finished with 4 points and 6 rebounds. Leighton Thomas had 3 threes and 9 points, 6 as well for Carter Hike, 5 for Mason Chulions off the bench, 13 turnovers tonight for Nemaha Central. They were 7 of 10 at the line, and they knocked down 7 threes.
Oh, man. I catch my breath. That was a heck of a finish. And, you know, last year, Nemaha Central won by 4 on this floor a year ago to win the Big East League title because it was a tiebreaker. They both finished 8-2 in league play. And this year, a year later, Silver Lake wins by 4 here in Seneca. It's time to give out all the awards here on the Silver Lake Channel. Title sponsor, Schwartz Investment Partners, let them help you achieve your retirement financial goals without the hidden surprises. If you're watching the channel right now, you can see the Stock Grower State Bank post-game statistics. Stock Grower State Bank, serving our neighbors and friends for well over a century. Stock Grower State Bank can assist you with financing for land, crops, livestock, or equipment. And Silver Lake tonight made 6 threes, as Brandon mentioned. Nemaha Central, 7 triples. Nemaha Central, 7 of 10 from the line. Silver Lake, 10 of 12. Turnovers, only 5 for Silver Lake. That's huge in a close game. Nemaha Central with 13 means you don't have many wasted possessions. In a game that's low scoring, those turnovers are magnified, and Silver Lake just had the 5. Nemaha Central with the 13. The Mammoth Play of the Game, presented by Mammoth Sports Construction, building places where passion, community, collide, facilities where all ages come to play, while families cheer from the stands, every size, every budget. There's really 2 Mammoth Plays of the Game, the 3 by Rooks, and then the end one for Dane Johnson, quick 6-0 possession to make it 48-43, take a deficit 48-43 into a 49-48 advantage, and then Johnson did the free throws to ice it. Those are the Mammoth Plays of the Game. Now, I Got Cards Silver Lake co-players of the game. Open 9-6 on Saturdays is I Got Cards Silver Lake. Open 12-6 on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection at trade night on the first Saturday each month, 5-9, where all you can eat pizza and drink for just $10. Got to go co. Dane Johnson wins it almost every single bleeping night. But Dane was
not surprised.
Yeah, no kidding. I try to mix it up, but it's hard.
It's hard sometimes.
Yeah, it is. Dane Johnson, 25 points, 8 of 10 line, hit a 3-pointer, his 16th of the year. And then I got to go with Hunter Rooks. I mean, man, he stepped up with 3
biggest shot of the game.
And the biggest shot of the game, no doubt. And then the assist of the game made possible, Next Gen Cattle coming, Next Gen Beef. That is a pass from Keeson Krause to Rooks for a 3-pointer earlier in the contest. And then our skilled size, Brandon Hardwood, block of the game, Grady Bergman. He was a little bit underrated, no doubt, in regards to he might be giving up some size down low, but he had a couple of fine box outs and huge rebounds for this team as the Eagles come away with a victory here tonight. So big thanks to those sponsors of all the awards, and a big thank you to all the sponsors and organizations that sponsored the Silver Lake Channel. Couldn't do it without them. That's why the stream is for free, and the access to the archives is free as well. I'd sign up for a game like that every single night of the week.
Goodness me, it was just an incredible final 60 seconds when everything looked like Nemaha Central was going to come away with a big win to kind of shake some things up atop the league. Hunter Rooks, a massive 3 paired with an and one. Like Dane Johnson, 6-point swing in a matter of seconds. And then some crucial stops for the Silver Lake defense and some free throws by Dane Johnson. A 9-0 run in the final minute. And Silver Lake staying undefeated in league play. Again, the final score here tonight, 52-48. Well, we do stay Dane Johnson, player of the game on KNZA. That is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. As Wade was going through it, 25 points, 7 rebounds, 8 of 10 at the line. He knocked down a 3 as well. Just a fantastic night once again for the 6'3 all-league senior forward for Silver Lake. In our postgame as well, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Wade, any final thoughts, brother, before we pack it up and get it off to Jake and Boz for another scoreboard show?
Well, I'll tell you, Nemaha Central, I mean, people get caught up in records. I know they lost 6 in a row and they're 7-11, but they can build off of this game.
Yeah, 5 of those 6 losses against ranked teams.
Really good teams.
Yeah, so it's not like they're playing club.
Exactly. Kind of like Silver Lake, their 4 losses are to really, really good teams, including number 1 team in Rock Creek, and that's one of the losses Nemaha Central's had during the losing streak. So I think both these teams have a lot to build on. I think from the perspective of Silver Lake, you got to sit here and go, we didn't play our best ball. It was not our tempo. It was a grinded-out game. And yet we found a way to win on the road. And I think if Silver Lake ends up winning the league title outright, you're going to point to this game. This game right here is going to be the reason why you didn't win it last year, because you lost in the tiebreaker in Emont Central. It's going to be the reason possibly that you win it this year. Now, Hiawatha won or was winning against Riley County. That's a huge game coming up on the 19th at Hiawatha, the Roundhouse on a Thursday, that could very well determine, you know, the tiebreaker, who wins the league title outright. But Silver Lake gave themselves a little breathing room with a win tonight. And as I said, I think Nemaw Central, Coach Thomas, and I was talking to Coach Kruger, Brandon, on our Silver Lake channel earlier this week in our postgame show after the Riley County win, and I said, you know, I know John Thomas. He's going to be ready for you guys. He's going to have a really good plan and a good scout. And Coach Kruger completely agreed with that and said it's never easy to go up to Seneca and win. You don't apologize for winning up here. So even though it wasn't pretty, they grinded out a win, found a way to get it done, and Nemaw Central, I think despite the loss, you have a lot to build on, and I would not be surprised if Nemaw Central, we've seen it before in postseason play where they knocked off a pretty good team just down the road that ended undefeated season. The Thunder certainly are capable of doing that, especially if they get to play like they did tonight at Schmelz.
Well, it was fun tonight, no doubt about it. Two completely different games, though. Silver Lake girls got a running clock on the Thunder in the fourth quarter, ultimately winning it 66-37. Boys final, final minutes. Silver Lake down 5, but a 9-0 run to close it out. They get a win in comeback fashion, 52-48. We do have a final for Hiawatha. They did beat Riley County in a close game tonight, so Hiawatha stays in the race, still one game back in the loss column. But Silver Lake tonight, 8-0 in league play after the win. We're talking boys here. Hiawatha, they just beat Riley County. They go to 6-1. So again, February 19th, that could ultimately end up deciding the boys' side in the Big East League title race. So again, two fantastic wins for Silver Lake here on the road tonight. Girls' final 66-37. Boys in comeback fashion 52-48. We get you ready for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. That's straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.